2 Timothy 4:3 reads, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn away from the truth and be turned aside to fables." I want to talk a few minutes tonight about this idea of itching ears. Broken down in its simplest terms, you could say itching ears would be finding someone who will tell you what you want to hear. And I guess that's kind of human nature for people to have itching ears about a lot of things. You can make fun of me of this later, but I've always been an Astros fan all my life. And when I lived up in Pennsylvania, every time the Phillies would be playing the Astros, I would always turn on the Astros on the computer so I could listen to the Astros announcers, so I wouldn't have to listen to the Phillies announcers give it from their point of view, even though that didn't really change the outcome of the game or anything. But what would be a bad call in one guy's mind would be, you know, a close call in the other guy's mind. And, you know, that's just one example. Another example is, I'm sure there's people here who probably watch Fox News rather than CNBC or whatever, even though the news don't really change. It's just a little bit of viewpoint, something to, if you don't say, tickle our itching ears a little bit. But when it comes to the things of God's Word, we cannot afford to have itching ears. And the Bible is filled with example of people with itching ears. And I want to look at a couple of classic cases. One of them is in Isaiah chapter 30. This is the prophet Isaiah talking to the people, to the wicked children of Israel at the time. Isaiah 30 verses 9 and 10. "This is a rebellious people, lying children, children who will not hear the law of the Lord, who say to their seers, 'Do not see,' and to the prophets, 'Do not prophesy to us right things. Speak to us smooth things, prophesy deceits.'" Another good example of someone with itching ears is Ahab. If you look in 1 Kings chapter 22, we have the context here of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, is wanting to wage war against Syria, and he goes to Ahab and he asks Ahab to gather his prophets together and say what the outcome is going to be. And of course, all of Ahab's prophets say that the outcome's good. Go on and go. You're going to be all right. But Jehoshaphat inquires, "Well, is there any actual prophets of God around here?" And you see his response in 1 Kings 22, verse 8. "So the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, 'There is still one man, Micah, the son of Imla, by whom we may inquire of the Lord. But I hate him, because he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil.' And Jehoshaphat said, 'Let not the king say such things.'" So this is an example of the king who just didn't want to hear the truth. He comes right out and says it, you know, that I don't want to hear the truth. I'd rather hear a lie. Another good example of what you might call itching ears is found in Mark chapter 10, the story of the rich young ruler. And We know the story, how the rich young ruler had followed pretty much all the commandments of Christ, but there was one thing that he was lacking, you know, and when he told that thing, you know, it just wasn't what he wanted to hear, so he went away sorrowful. Now the context of 2 Timothy 4:3, the verse about the itching ear, shows us that these things would be happening in the last days, and that's kind of shown to us in 2 Timothy 3:1. If you also look in Jude verse 18, there's also another warning about some things that will be happening in the last days. Jude verse 18, "How they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lust." And of course, you know, we are living in the last days, and you can kind of tell and looking at the religious world today, what the result of all the itching ears are. There's hundreds, if not thousands, of different kinds of churches you can go to. I looked through just the Fort Worth phone book today, you know, and there's five columns in the phone book, and I only got through 2.5 columns, and I counted 60 different, and it was kind of hard for me to tell what was different and what was the same. But I mean, with so many choices like that, you can see how it's easy for people to just go and pick out, you know, basically whatever they want to hear. It's out there somewhere if they're willing to look long enough. You hear it say, attend the church of your choice, and that's okay, but it's not going to do any good if the church you're choosing is not going to give you the steps to go to heaven. There used to be a bumper sticker that said, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. And that's good, but it's just one third too long, because God said it, and that settles it, whether or not we believe it. And God has laid out a plan, and God has laid out a pattern for us to be saved, and we can all read about the pattern, and we need to go out there and teach the world that God has laid forth instructions for us. And if one more verse in Matthew chapter 7, we're told, this is a familiar verse in Matthew chapter 7, 24 and 23. Or verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonderful works? And I will declare to them, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. And that reminds me a lot of the people in the religious world who are kind of like the rich young ruler, who are morally good people and trying to follow the general teachings of Christ, but are just not willing to give up some of the things that their itching ears tell them to do. So let's keep that in mind when we're teaching others. We need to be teaching them the plan of salvation. If there's anyone here who has a need to respond and be baptized, or if there's anyone here who needs the prayers of the congregation, you can come while we stand forward and sing.